This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military carried out an airstrike Thursday on a UN school in central Gaza, where Palestinian health officials say at least 33 people were killed. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas fighters who participated in the October 7th attack against Israel were using the school as shelter and, quote, directed terror, unquote, from the site. The Hamas media office rejected Israel's statement and said Israeli forces had carried out a brutal crime against displaced people and said 23 women and children were among the dead. Israeli military spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Lerner told reporters Israel was not aware of any civilian casualties. The strike happened at a school run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees in Nuzrat. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned he could supply long-range weapons to other countries to hit Western targets. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking to international journalists, Putin's comments were in response to NATO allies allowing Ukraine to use their arms to attack Russian territory. Putin also reaffirmed Moscow's readiness to use nuclear weapons if it sees a threat to its sovereignty. The Russian leader said the recent actions of the West could lead to what he called very serious problems. The United States and Germany recently authorized Ukraine to hit some targets on Russian soil with the long-range weapons they are supplying to Kyiv. I'm Karen Chamas.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg responded to Putin Thursday, saying once again Russia launched a full-fledged invasion of Ukraine, an independent, sovereign European nation which, according to international law, has the right to defend itself. And he said NATO has the right to provide support to Ukraine. Stoltenberg added that NATO has no plans to deploy troops to Ukraine. A dwindling number of World War II veterans joined heads of state and others Thursday on the beaches of Normandy to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion which began June 6, 1944, and led to the defeat of the Nazis in the end of World War II. This is VOA News. Polls have opened in the Netherlands to kick off 4 days of voting in European Union parliamentary elections across 27 member states that are expected to deliver gains for the hard right. The Dutch voting comes 6 months after Geert Wilders' far-right party became the biggest party in the national parliament. Polling suggests it could build on that popularity in the EU elections. As he lined up to vote, Dutch voter Darpin van Kuik was reflective about the election.
This elections or the last elections showed that people are fed up with the system at the moment. So things must be changed, but I don't think the vision of Mr. Wilders is the right vision. But I always say every party has something, you know? But where is your heart? Where is your connection with the people and with the world and with the European Union?
Results are expected Sunday evening from across the EU. A not-so-subtle warning came Wednesday from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as climate records have been shattered and emissions continue to rise. VOA's Lori London reports.
On World Environment Day, the UN chief urged countries to confront not just the fossil fuel industry, but also companies that support efforts to obstruct progress and sow doubt about climate change.
I call on these companies to stop acting as enablers of planetary destruction. Stop taking on new fossil fuel clients from today and set out plans to drop your existing ones.
The EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service Wednesday reported that last month was the hottest May ever, marking the 12th straight monthly record high. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
YouTube has announced it's changing its policies about firearm videos in an effort to keep potentially dangerous content from reaching underage users. Associated Press correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
The video sharing platform owned by Google says that starting later this month, it will prohibit videos that demonstrate how to remove firearm safety devices. Videos showing homemade guns, automatic weapons, and certain firearm accessories like silencers will be restricted to users 18 and older. Last year, researchers found YouTube was automatically recommending graphic videos of gun violence to young users, despite the platform's own rules which ban gory content. Critics say the new rules won't mean much if they're not effectively enforced by YouTube. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.